The Barbados government has been under some criticism for its recent decision to give an ease to businesses by writing off some taxes and waiving the penalties and interest on some through an amendment to the Value Added Tax Act. One criticism is that the government has given an ease to people who can't afford to and should be made to pay. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, has been giving the government's take on the issue.
When we came into office last year, we looked at the quantum of monies that the government owed to businesses for goods and services that they rendered in good faith, for which they weren't paid, and that would have constituted more than $200 million on the one hand from government. And what the public needs to should take into consideration is that when businesses supplied goods and services to government, those said businesses still had to charge VAT and pay VAT on any goods and services that they would have rendered. And therefore, if you were not paid from government, it created a problem where businesses had to pay upon filing their VAT, but there were no payments coming from the last government with respect to being able to make sure that the businesses can continue to function in a way that we would want them to function. And therefore, the policy that we enunciated last year was in the context that under the Democratic Labour Party government, a substantive amount of arrears, both for goods and services rendered by businesses, including individuals, as well as a significant number of tax refunds which were owed and not paid, which we have now started to pay back. It was within that context that we determined that we had to make sure that where persons actually owed governments monies, that we waived the penalties and interest, because it would have been disingenuous for government to expect businesses and individuals to remain current when the government itself was not behaving in a manner that it should be behaving. And so there is no effort to give business people an ease from any perspective, because the amnesty was open to all persons in Barbados. But specifically, because the government owed over $200 million to the private sector for goods and services, as well as another almost $300 million with respect to refunds of not just VAT, but also corporate income tax and a whole host of other things, that was the context in which we would have announced the policy last year.
And how does Mr. Strawn respond to the view that since the non-payment of VAT to government is an illegal act, the government is itself therefore condoning illegality?
The waiving of penalties and interest was specifically as it relates to entering into a program with the BRA with respect to settlement of those arrears. But as I mentioned earlier, and this is where it gets interesting, because businesses, which include some individuals, would have provided goods and services to government entities. And if government and having provided those goods and services, once you file your VAT with the Revenue Authority, you had to pay the VAT as if you had already received the money. And therefore, what occurred over a period of time was that government was not paying the private sector for goods and services rendered, but the private sector obviously still had to pay and be obligated to pay their taxes. Now, if that happens over a 2 or 3 year period, then it gets to the point where the businesses themselves start to suffer and they have to make business decisions. And therefore, if persons end up owing government simply because government has not paid, then it makes no sense trying to extract penalties and interest from entities that have become, in a sense, financially embarrassed because government, whether central government or statutory corporations, were not paying businesses or individuals for the goods and services that they supply to these entities. And therefore, that's why I said in that context, it made no sense saying to people, well, we owe you money, but we still expect you to pay all of the taxes that are due and owing to you without having the cash to do so. That doesn't make any sense. And that's why we set about the refund program with respect to settlement with RCU's F bonds of the arrears for goods and services with those suppliers. We also announced the 85 cents on the dollar, which has worked reasonably well with respect to being able to settle some of those arrears. and we expect to do so over a two-year period that will hopefully bring the government of Barbados in full back to some respectability with the private sector.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know you can buy insurance in Barbados when you travel overseas that provides flexible health insurance and allows you to receive medical treatment in the country of your choice? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks, worldwide, mobile, all-inclusive. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.